Hello guys, welcome to another episode of the Play Safe Club. Today we are going to talk about natural or artificial contraception, what teens need to know. And with you is Bambi and Magnus.
Magnus is saying hi. Hi everybody.
I hope you all are in good hands. Hope we meet you well with this topic. So yeah, this one is directed at teens, like I said, what teens need to know. Yes, but I mean, it's very important to everyone as well, everyone that is having sex. Yeah, so the concept of contraception, Magnus.
Contraception basically is preventing pregnancy. That's preventing conception. That's taking the word apart, contra and conception. So
yeah,
it's more just against pregnancy, making sure that pregnancy does not occur.
Yeah, so that's basically what contraception is. So if you're 18 or you have not had sex before, you've not engaged in anything sexual yet, this is a very good time to meet this, because I mean, is something you need to know about sex and contraception and having babies. Because yeah, it's contraception, you is something you need to protect. You is between you and having a child. So if you're 18 and of course you're not ready to have children, in my future, if you get pregnant now, that's if you start having sex now, well, this shows that there are natural contraceptions, yes, and then there are artificial contraceptions. But also, Magnus is going to tell us what the natural ones are.
So, basically, if you decide to have sex, you should also be open to the possibility of getting pregnant or having a child.
Yeah.
So it's a natural consequence. It's not a bad thing to be pregnant.
Yes.
Because the natural consequence of having sex. So you should also put that in mind, you know, because now at this age that you are, as a teenager, you feel a lot of emotions, you
know, yeah,
your body. You feel attracted, you feel aroused, you feel a lot of things going through your body, and they're natural because they are the process of telling you that you're an adult and you are already in your reproductive age.
Yeah.
So talking about contraception or contraceptives, there are contraceptives that we consider natural, and there are those who consider artificial. Now, the process of a natural contraceptive is the concept is without the use of medications or physical devices to prevent pregnancy. So natural contraceptives or contraception goes majorly with the woman's natural body cycle. So the woman's natural body cycle has been studied, and there are periods in the woman's cycle where she is not likely to get pregnant. We call it safe periods. You know, she's not likely to get pregnant. She is not likely to be fertile at that point. So at that point, if you have sex, there's more possibility of not getting pregnant at all. That's for a woman. So that's natural contraception. And
yeah,
there are different kinds of it. You have the calendar reading method, you have the basal body temperature method, you have the cervical mucus examination, you have the coitus interruptus or withdrawal methods, and then you have abstinence. So these are ways, you know, natural contraceptives that can be used to prevent pregnancy. And the calendar reading method, as I said earlier on, is you're looking at the period of a woman's life, their months, their periods, their days in a month when she is not likely to get pregnant at all. She can't get pregnant within that period. Therefore, basal body temperature, the body temperature is measured to know what point of the time she is fertile and what point she isn't fertile. Therefore, for cervical mucus examinations, mucus from up away above the vagina is taken, and then it's tested. If it's thick, if it is light, if it is slippery, if it is not, if it's watery, all of these things will tell whether the woman is fertile at that time or not. So sex within the period might result to pregnancy or not result to pregnancy. Then withdrawal, some who practice this form of natural contraception would withdraw, that is now basically on demand, would withdraw their penis from the vagina when they're about to come. You know, that is for withdrawal method or coitus interruptus. Then abstinence is, you know, just not having sex at all, just staying to yourself. So these particular methods I've listed are natural ways of contraception.
Contraceptions. Okay, so, and they, of course, have their pros and cons. They have their advantages and their disadvantages. So, one of the advantages of natural contraception is saves costs. I mean, it's inexpensive. You just have to check your body temperature. You just have to check when you're fertile or not, when your period is about to come and when it's not. The cervical mucus examination, checking if your mucus is sticky, and the texture as well will tell you that, oh, okay, now is the time. Anything that goes in there, baby is coming out with it. So yeah, so it saves costs. It's just you that is doing your thing. You're the one checking it. Another one is lack of prescriptions or healthcare visits. Is the same thing as saving costs, because you don't have to visit the doctor, pay consultation fee and all of that. Yeah, there is nobody telling you what to do. This is knowledge, innate knowledge that you're using to check on distance. And then avoidance of medications or procedures. Yeah, safe, because you're not taking any drugs. No, nothing. It's like
you
I
don't
said,
have any doctors examining
yeah.
the insides of your body to probably take something in or put something there.
Yeah. So that is it for the advantages, and has a disadvantage. So it's one of the disadvantages is that they can be difficult to use correctly, and that sexual intercourse must be avoided at certain times of the month. Okay, this is like a two of the.
So basically the two of the partners have to be very, very disciplined
mm-hmm.
to be able to avoid sex at certain periods of the month, and also have to be also disciplined if you're practicing the sex, the coitus interruptus, so that yeah. you know when you are reaching orgasm and then withdraw immediately, which is something that a lot of men have difficulty doing. It also deals with going about these methods correctly. So if you calculate it wrongly, calculate your calendar wrongly, and then you decide to have sex at a time when you feel you should not be fertile, whereas you are fertile at that period, then pregnancy could ensue. So these things have this are one of the disadvantages anyway.
Another disadvantage, you might get STIs. If your partner is not safe, you would not be safe with natural contraceptives.
Yes.
And then the whole withdrawal method and the rest of them don't really work out fine. Sometimes you
could get STIs from pre-coms too.
Yeah, aside from that, you could actually also get pregnant. Yeah, maybe not withdrawal, but when you're not even sure, when the calendar method, you know
yeah.
that sometimes your period comes, it's supposed to come on 28th and it comes on the 25th.
Yeah,
it comes before you expect it, and then things just happen and then you get pregnant. So it's not so, that's a very big disadvantage, mostly because of the STIs and then HIV and all of that. So yeah, then moving on, we are going to get to the artificial contraceptions.
So the artificial contraception, as against natural contraception, has to do with using devices and methods to prevent pregnancy as a consequence of sexual intercourse. The major forms of artificial contraception is or are the barrier methods, which is the most commonest, as the condoms. They are barrier methods because they prevent sperm from going in to the vagina, so the sperms are contained within the condom sac. So that is about that. Then you have the contraceptive pill, which is contains synthetic hormones to prevent ovulation in the woman. That is, ovulation is a period in the woman's cycle whereby eggs are formed. Then intrauterine devices such as the coil prevents the fertilized ovum from implanting in the uterus, and then male or female sterilization.
Okay, so yeah, we would be going on a short break right now, and when we are back, we're going to give you the pros and cons of the artificial contraception and then a lot of other stuff. Stay tuned. Yo, welcome back, all of you. So yeah, we're talking about contraceptions, whether to use or not, natural or artificial contraceptions, which one is safer to use, which one is not to use. So we've mentioned types of contraceptions that there are. We said there are natural ones, there are the artificial ones. We already gave the pros and cons of the natural ones, and then we going to talk about the pros and cons of the artificial contraceptions. So Magnus is going to tell us the pros and cons of the artificial contraceptions.
Well, generally, there are no disadvantages of all different forms. Each of them have their specific disadvantages and advantages. So it will be very, very important that you go and get information. But of all of these disadvantages or advantages, the most common, which the least with the least disadvantages, condoms.
Yeah.
So aside preventing pregnancy, it also prevents STIs from getting into your partner. So you could protect yourself and also protect your partner. Other ones will prevent pregnancy but will not prevent STIs, like the inserting of intrauterine devices and contraceptive pills. You could still have STIs from sleeping with a partner who is positive to an STI, even though it prevents pregnancy. But a condom will both prevent pregnancy and STI infection. So each of all of these things have their disadvantages and advantages, and it's very, very important that you get informed about it. And in addition, also sex negotiation is important, especially for you as a girl. You should talk about it. Do you want to have sex? Like this, we'll talk about peer pressure and sex initiation. You know, you don't decide to have sex because you feel other people are having sex.
No.
That is the that's the wrong way to go about it. So you should also be very, very wary that it takes a lot to be an adult. You know, so get educated about life's issues, you know, and things that pertain to your sexuality. So it's not a matter of I am now a teenager, I feel my breasts are coming out, I feel that I'm aroused, I feel I'm attractive to people, therefore let us get on with business. It's not like that. To be an adult comes with responsibilities, very serious responsibilities, and when you make the wrong life choices, they could affect you for life. So it's very, very important that you get informed. You know, be informed about everything, especially about your sex life, and then make informed decisions.
We've mentioned a lot of contraceptions and contraceptive methods, so we should also know that not all contraceptions will work for you, because our bodies are programmed differently. What you might react negatively to, I might react positively to. And we should also know that most of these things have their own side effects. For instance, pills, contraceptives, for the artificial ones, the pills and the rest of them, well, it causes hormonal imbalance. Yeah, it causes hormonal imbalance. So you should make sure that when you're taking these things, your doctor should be with you on it, so to guide you through it, because hormonal imbalance is not something you want to experience, because treating it is like might take ages. It's not a sickness. You won't lie down on the bed and be shaking or something. It's basically how your hormones work. You might start having irregular periods. And
or no periods at all.
Or no periods at all, yes. And of course, irregular periods, no periods at all, definitely no ovulation. Yeah, and you might enjoy your sex, yes, but at the end of the day, you have to work on your hormonal stuff so you don't mess your system up. Be sure you're taking what suits your body. And like Magnus said, no rush. You have to take your time to be sure that this is what you really want to do. This is the time to do this thing. I'm ready for whatever it comes with. I'm ready to be an adult. You know, adult sounds like fun, but there are lots of things that come with adulthood. So yeah, we've come to the end of this section, end of this episode.
And it's been fun.
Yeah, it has been fun. And then do not forget to lay your
comments.
Yes.
Comment section. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, I would always be there to reply you. And if you have not subscribed, please click the subscribe button. So stay tuned for more engaging topics on Play Safe Club. Please play safe and bye.
Bye.